From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, October 14th. I'm Stacy Sheldon. The City of Ukiah's Community Service Department recently launched its 50 and 5 Arts Campaign. This ambitious project aims to install 50 pieces of public art throughout Ukiah in the next 5 years. The intent of 50 and 5 is to showcase Ukiah's creativity and culture through public art that reflects the unique wisdom, intellect, history, and imagination of Ukiah's people. 50 and 5 is the brainchild of Neil Davis, Ukiah's Director of Community Services.
We were just talking, how do we go about getting more public art in the Ukiah area? And for me, I'm kind of a goal-oriented person, so I always try and set out like goals, like the big, hairy, audacious goal, a BHAG. And a BHAG in this case would be to try and put in 50 new pieces of public art in the next 5 years.
Davis reached out to Alyssa Muir, Executive Director of the Arts Council of Mendocino County. Together, they crafted a vision and purpose for this project.
We have neighbors to the north and south who are also investing in public art. In Sonoma, there are sculpture programs in Cloverdale and Geyserville. In Humboldt, Eureka is filled with murals. So the bigger vision is for there to be art all along Highway 101. So our North Coast region becomes known for public art. And that can be a story we tell to the drive market for destination marketing and tourism. People slow down when they see public art. They stop and take photos of themselves with it and post it to social media and identify the location. Then they start getting hungry and curious, and they start to explore the surrounding businesses, and then they spend money, so it ends up being good for everyone.
Davis and Weir's collaboration proves successful. Together, they garnered grant money, created applications for artist proposals, and navigated through permitting and insurance bureaucracy to get projects underway and installed. In Alex Thomas Plaza, Elizabeth Raby's receptacle mosaics uplevel the trash and recycle containers with colorful designs that celebrate Mendocino's landscape and inform on disaster preparedness. The pop-up gallery under the Alex Thomas Pavilion is also a 50 and 5 installation.
The outdoor art gallery idea is that people can contribute pieces that will hang up and we'll have them there temporarily underneath the pavilion. And after a couple of months of them being on display there, we'll move them into different places around town.
Local artist Annie Ruget-Bernard collaborated with Davis on the outdoor gallery. Bernard created the current exhibit of 5 mixed-media pieces exploring themes of isolation and grief induced by the pandemic. One piece, made with paint, pencil, and fluorescent colors, is an illustration of a web of wires wrapped around each other like Celtic knots.
I think my favorite one visually is the crossing digital wires, which you'll see it's like it represents, you know, all the Zoom meetings and phone calls and just feeling like lost in that, but also being amazed that we could talk to someone anywhere and still be connected that way.
One project is an interactive sound garden by Spencer Brewer installed on the Great Redwood Trail between Bush and Ford.
We had some funding to do some little pocket parks down there, and we were trying to think what could we do that would be creative and fun. And we came up with this idea of doing an installation where people could make music or make noise.
In stark contrast to the whimsical nature of the sound garden is the missing and murdered Indigenous women mural on the Arbor Building housing Redwood Services. Visiting artist Shane Gardner and the Hope Through Art Foundation recently guided local youth through the painting process of this powerful mural. With bold, blood-red handprints in the background and a larger-than-life portrait of Khadija Britton in the foreground, the mural honors Britton, who has been missing since 2018. Several other works of 50 and 5 are in progress. Tim Poma, Lonnie Lopez, and Nathan Valensky are creating a mural for Ukiah Skate Park. Lauren Sennett is finishing up a masterpiece mural on Church Street that presents a chronological history of Mendocino County.
The work is for the public. It's a gift to the public from, you know, this grant, etc. But it's also about the public, and the public has, they're in it. It's them. It's us. You know, we are it.
Public art, be it playful, beautiful, interactive, didactic, or somber, is essential for the vitality and health of our community. Alyssa Muir of Mendocino Arts Council notes the importance of public art for the children of our community.
Kids need to be exposed to arts and culture in order to understand how to interact with it and to learn the difference between a playground and a sculpture. So if you don't have both of those things in your town, how are kids going to learn to talk about art and be around it?
Artist Annie Bernard says,
we need to be reminded of the human journey, and art is a great way to do that. So when you can come across some painting that speaks to you on the street or downtown, it's just a really nice reminder that can kind of get you out of your head, and that there's like more, and that being alive right now is still pretty cool.
For KZYX News, I'm Stacy Sheldon. For all our local news with photos and more, you can visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.